Krisus, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. The Mishnah wants to consider how Yom Kippur interacts, intersects with these halachas of bringing korbanos. Do you get atonement from Yom Kippur and therefore don't need to bring korbanos? How does that work? So says the Mishnah, Chayve chatos v'shamos v'dain. If a person has an obligation to give a certain chatos or asham because he knows he did the avera, b'shogig, and has to bring the korban therefore. So then, she'avar lein Yom Kippurim, even though Yom Kippur has passed them, Chayavim lahavi la'achar Yom Kippurim. They still have to bring it even after Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur might atone, but it doesn't absolve them of the requirement to bring their korban to get their full atonement. The base of that I'll describe in a second. In contrast, however, chayve ashamos taluyin, the people who have to bring an asham tali because they may or may not have sinned, they don't know. So then, paturim, they're exempt, meaning once Yom Kippur has passed, there's no need to bring an asham tali anymore. The reason why is because an asham tali comes to stave off the consequences of sin that one may or may not have done. And once Yom Kippur comes, so he's cleansed of that. The base of this really is a pasuk. The pasuk says, this is Vayikra Tes Zion, pasuk Lamed, Ki v'yom hazeh yechaper leichem letareschem, for on this day you will be atoned for and it'll cleanse you. Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. You'll be purified from all of the sins in front of Hashem, lifnei Hashem. Now, what does lifnei Hashem come to add? So Chazal understand it's telling you that the averas for which only Hashem knows, they're before Hashem, but people don't know about it. Neither you nor others know about this avera. So then Yom Kippur atones for them entirely, single-handedly, without any other requirements. So that would be the case of an avera, which is requiring one to bring an asham tali. He doesn't know if he did the avera, and no one knows if he did the avera, and therefore it's lifnei Hashem, and therefore he'll get atonement through Yom Kippur alone. In contrast, when it comes to any avera of which is an obligation, let's say to bring a chatas or an asham, or for that matter, there's malchus that the bezin required, so then Yom Kippur alone can't do it. You have to first or still meet your other obligations. This probably doesn't sound very surprising to you. If I break your window, and then after Yom Kippur, I say to you, listen, I don't have to give you compensation for your broken window because I'm atoned because of Yom Kippur, you'd say, yeah, but you're missing the point. The stain on your soul may or may not be cleaned if you're penitent, but the obligation to appease me and take care of your broken, your damage is still there. And that's the case certainly when it comes to bringing a chatos, asham, etc. Now, the second part of the Mishnah wonders what part of Yom Kippur does the atoning? Is there a specific moment? Is it the beginning? Is it the end? So the answer is Yom Kippur, kind of like a mikvah, if you just dunk in for a second, it does the atonement. You don't need any particular amount of time. Any part of the whole day will do the atoning. And therefore the Mishnah says, Mi sheba al yado sfeik avera b'yom kippurim. If a person ends up doing an avera for which he has a suffix, maybe it's like an asham tali scenario, just so, for example, a person is told by his doctor he has to eat on Yom Kippur, otherwise he's at risk of death. Okay, so now you're allowed to eat, right? So he says, he goes to the fridge and he pulls out the food thinking it's kosher, but actually it's chalev. He doesn't know. And there were two pieces. One was chalev. One wasn't chalev. He doesn't know what she ate. Maybe the chalev, maybe not. So he has to now bring an asham tali. But it happened on Yom Kippur. So says the Mishnah, Mishabal yados feik aver b'yom kippurim, if on Yom Kippur this kind of question arises, afilu im chashecha, even at the last seconds of Yom Kippur, as the, you know, the sun is setting, meaning he only had like a second of Yom Kippur to atone for him, even so, patur, he now is exempt from being an asham tali forevermore, shekol yom mechaper, because the entire day, each moment of the day, does a full atonement. Okay, so therefore, a person who just, you know, dies 1 minute into Yom Kippur, he got the Yom Kippur event, or he didn't avera in the last second of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur does his magic. Of course, it only can do what it could do. But as long as a person is penitent, to the extent he needs to be, as long as a person believes Yom Kippur is mechaper, which is a requirement all to itself, so you know, Yom Kippur does his magic and works its kapara effects and tahara effects each and every instant.